The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Pehe. The Gemara Banam Haman Aleph says that when you makriv a carbon, so you have to take out the insides, the innards of the behema. What's the reason? The Gemara brings a pasuk. Malachi. What does that mean? So the pasuk says as follows: the Navi is giving techacha that if you bring a behema for a carbon, an iver ain ra, isn't there something wrong with that? That you're bringing an animal that's not gesunta behema. If you bring an animal that's crippled or it's ill. Go bring such a present to your pechas. A pechas is like an officer. Is the officer going to be pleased with what you're bringing him? So says Hashem, if you bring karbonas that are not by kovadik, so it's a bezayin. It's a bezayin. You wouldn't bring it to a chash of a person, to an officer, to a prince. How could you bring it to the Eibshter kaviyachal in a carbon? So that's halacha that the Gemara learns out from this pasuk, as far as karbanos. This halacha is actually negeah l'maisa even mizman hazeh without karbanos. Where is it negeah? It's negeah like this. The Ramah in Yeridei Siman Kuf Dalet Siv Beis talks about a situation where you have shuman, you have fat, oil, fat, and an achbar fell into it, a mouse. So the reason it comes up over there is there's a whole discussion whether the shuman became nesar. So it depends if it was hot and if it was kvisha, if it sat there for 24 hours. So obviously there are different variables which will determine whether it's asr b'achilu. But then the Ramah says as follows: ubimakayim shahashuman ma'os lachol. In a situation where, let's say, it's not asr, you have a bittel, or you have a bittel is a question over there, but let's say it's not it wasn't maflit, it wasn't hat, it wasn't kvisha, or like there's a case that you have a sex faker, it's not also to eat. However, but if it's disgusting, if a person would not want to eat it, also lahad likoi gam kem beis hakneses, you're not allowed to use that shemen. So this is shemen which could be used as oil for lighting. You could use it to put it into a menorah, you could put it into a leichter, into a lamp, and you can light it. So Zogt Ramah, you're not allowed to be madlik this shemen beis hakneses. Why? Mishum hakriveu no lepechasecha. Our Gemara, this din hakriveu no lepechasecha, that you can't use something which is mos for carbon. So similarly, you can't use it in a beis hakneses. Why? Because a beis hakneses is a ner shel mitzvah, and you can't use something which is mos for a mitzvah. The Pesukim say that lav dafka. This is from the Ran. This din of beis hakneses, of ner beis hakneses. But the Pesukim say other examples also. Obviously, ner Chanukah, right, and ner Shabbos. The Prima Gadim says this. It's actually brought in the Mishnah Berurah also. That ner Chanukah, ner Shabbos, ner Havdalah. Price can say even ner of a yard site. The Prima Gadim says ner shel Talmud Torah. That's a chiddush. What does it mean ner shel Talmud Torah? It seems that person is learning. He needs to put on a light so he can see his Gemara. So that's a ner shel mitzvah. This halacha comes from the Torah Sa'asham, which is the Tosis Yom Tov Pirush on the Torah Chatos. It's in Klal Chof Beis. It seems to be a big chiddush that Ner Shel Talmud Torah is a Ner Mitzvah. I mean, what if a person puts on a Ner, he turns on a light in order that he could put on tzitzis? Is that also a Ner Shel Mitzvah? I mean, he's using the light for a mitzvah, but he's not using the actual Ner. No, there's Mishlam and Ner Chanukah. Okay, so that is the mitzvah, Ner Shabbos, Ner Havdalah, or even Ner Shel Beis HaKnesses. The pshat is that it's a kovid, is a din. You're supposed to have Neris in the Beis HaKnesses, to be Mechavitz Hashem Be'urim, it should be light when you daven. It's an Indian of kovid, right? We know that the shuls have many shuls are makbid, they have a special Neris in front of the Amud, there's a Ner Tamid, right? There's different Neris in the Beis HaKnesses, Mishum Kovid. So that we understand there's a Ner Mitzvah. It's not the same level as Ner Chanukah, obviously, but okay, it's a Ner Mitzvah. But Ner Talmud Torah is just that he has a candle going, or he has his lights going, that, you know, that he should be able to learn. So the truth is he doesn't even need a light, right? Really, he can learn Baal Peh also. Okay, he wants to learn in his Gemara, very good. But L'chayra, it's not, not always necessary to have a ner to learn. And even if he does have a ner, I mean, he also needs a roof over his head if it's raining, right? He needs an air conditioner to go if it's hot. So all those things are considered part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what if you have an air conditioner that's mias? You can't have that going in order to cool off a room to learn in. So I'm not sure what the hasbir over here is, but that's what he says. National Talmud Torah. In fact, he goes even further and he says that if you have a chayla, so as an Indian, a chayla should have a ner. So he says that's also a ner mitzvah. So this the Sfeilus Lamincha, which is from the Mechaz Yankov, his pirush on the Torah Sons, he argues on. Then he argues, he says, Ner of a Chayla is just utilitarian, it's just that he should have a Ner in order to be able to do what he needs to do. So that's not a Kivayin Olaf HaChazach. Although, of course, it's a mitzvah to provide a Ner for a Chayla, because it's included in Big Chayla. But, Akapanam, but the mitzvah is not in the Chefts of the Ner, it's just, you know, to bring what he needs. Again, like, you know, to turn on an air conditioner for him, like we said, so if it's a dirty old air conditioner and it's Mias, would you say it's also to use it for a Chayla? Tell him, no, you have to stay hot, we can't use this Ner, you can't use this air conditioner because it's a shal mitzvah, it's a very big chiddush all of this. Akopanim, but as we see, it does apply to other neres as well. What is this all about? What kind of an issur is this? So the Yad Yehuda over there in Siman Kuf Dalet and Sifkat Yud, he says that it's an issur d'rabbanon. It's not a din d'oraisa, even though there's a pasuk, and the kra is asmachta ba'alma. I mean, the truth is, even if it was not asmachta, it's a pasuk in divrei Kabbalah, in Nevuah, which would mean that it's not really the rice. In any case, sometimes you have a concept like the Gemara says, "Asi yicheskov asmachei akra." You can have a deraisa which is written in the Nevuah, but there's no reason to say that over here. So even if it would not be asmacht, it would be at most the Rikambala. The Rikambala is somewhere in between the rice and the Rabbanon. It's a question about Safik the Rikambala, if it's lahachmir or lahakel. There's a discussion about that in Megillah by Suffolk Mukhafar Echaima Akopanim, but it would seem that it's at most Midibri Kabbalah, and Yadud is saying it's not even that, it's just the Drabbanon and it's Asmachta. Now these interesting Machalik Zushainim, Machalik in the Paiskim, when the Ramah says you're not allowed to use this Ner for this Shemen for a Ner Besaknesses, what exactly is the case? The Taz learns Pshat in the Ramah that he's only asering it when it's asr ba'achilo. In other words, you have, let's say, shumen that the mouse jumped in, or whatever, mouse fell in, and so it doesn't have shishim connected to the mouse, so the shumen is asr ba'achilo, it has time of the achbar in it. So then it's asr to use it, even though you could use it to light stamazoi, because it's not asr ba'ano, it's just asr ba'achilo, but for a mitzvah we say, akrivein ola perazacha. Good. That's what the Taz says. The Goyin says now, like that, the Goyin says that even if you do have shishim, and it's the tam of the achbar is not in this shuman, and it's mutter to eat. Still, in all, for a mitzvah, it would be aser because it's still considered mias. Now, just could I point out over here that even though we're talking about a special iser of using it for beis haknesses for mitzvahs, what about if it's a case where it is batal b'shishim? So l'chayr it's mutter b'achila, it's just shuman that. Doesn't have enough time achbar to aser. Are you allowed to eat the shuman? Are you allowed to eat it? So the Isavahata says, the Shach brings it over there in Kuvdalat, that it's also to eat, if it's mias to him. Why? Because he's an Isra of Al Tashaktu. You're not allowed to eat something which is mias, or drink something which is mias. And that certainly applies over here, if it's not mias to him, even if it's not mias to other people. But if he's nimis by it, then it's awesome. Now this Isser, is this an Isser Deraisa? So the Taz in Yerodea Kuf Tazayin of Kotn Vav is Mavur that it's an Isser Deraisa, not the Shaktsu, comes in the Pasuk, Lesser Shaktsu. And others are say it's only the Drabanon, the Prichadosh over there in Kuf Tazayin Yud Aleph says it's Drabanon. The Mishabura in Simon Gimel of Kotn Lamed Aleph seems to hold that it's been Drabanon because the Mishabura brings from Prima Godim that and a little bit ironic, but he says that Kveit HaBrius would be Deich HaBal Tashaktsu. I don't know how, an interesting case where it's Kveit HaBrius to do something which is Mias, but anyway, in such a case, he says it would be Mutter, so apparently that means it's Derabbanon, because if it would be Deiraisa, and it's a Deiraisa become Vasei, then Kveit HaBrius would not be Deich. It's a Mishabu Paskins that it's an Isser Derabbanon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center, for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.